individuals that go through on the board and yourself that do the UEFA course do see the route into governance as their next career path. But do you think that enough athletes see that as a feasible route after their retirement?
I think the relevant sports need to ask themselves just how important it is to provide pathways for sports people who want to continue in the game. Of course, you're going to have a large proportion of people who want to go into the coaching and the management of these various sports, football in my case. But I think there isn't enough work done around individuals who want to go into the administration, hence the lack of support, hence the lack of courses, hence the lack of transition from players into this. I think we need to understand that there's more than one avenue into retaining some of the insight that our sports people learn by becoming internationals, by becoming elite sports people. I think it's important that we retain that. To do that, we're going to need courses. To do that, we're going to need the relevant organizations to create these pathways. Because, of course, you come off the pitch, but you probably haven't got all of those educational needs to be able to go into a top level of governance. But you are coming armed with something from what you've learned on that football pitch. I think it's about creating a bridge for these guys to be part of it as soon as they come off the pitch. And, of course, it will take some time. Of course, it will take training. But we have to understand that people who have played elite sports are bringing a specific skill set just by what they've achieved in their sport. And I think it is important for us to maintain that, not just in the culture and management, but also in administration.